WTOP's continuing coverage of the conviction of former President Donald Trump, 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, this in the weeks before the 2016 election. Let's go live now to Maryland Congressman Glenn Ivey, who also was a U.S. attorney, former assistant U.S. attorney, who has prosecuted cases. Congressman Ivey, thank you for being with us here on WTOP.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You get to put two hats on today. First, I'm going to ask you your reaction as a Democratic congressman who obviously opposes the policies of Donald Trump, and you've not been a fan, obviously. What was your reaction when you heard this verdict?
Well, I mean, sort of his comments after the jury verdict, is just more of the same. He came in and said it was fixed and it's the Biden thing. And, you know, obviously it's a state case and Biden doesn't have anything to do with it. And so it's just more kind of the sore loser politics that we've seen from him. He loses the election in 2020. He says it was stolen. He's, you know, goes to 60 courts to challenge it, loses all of those. He says that was fixed. He loses the case in New York on the sexual assault and the corporate fraud. And this is just one more of the same. So, you know, I guess this is just par for the course for him, but hopefully the American people will see it for what it is.
All right, take that hat off and put on your former prosecutor hat. How surprised are you, if at all, that this came back as fast as it did by the jury? We had 12 hours, maybe give or take, almost 12 hours of deliberations. Big time events this morning, listening back to testimony of key testimony in the case, and then getting instructions again by the judge, and the jury met for those hours. We thought they were going to come to a break at 4:30, be sent home, and instead they had a verdict.
I mean, it was interesting. You know, the jury seemed pretty meticulous. It's pretty unusual to have a jury request, you know, all of the jury instructions be read again, and that so much testimony be read as well. So they seem to be very attentive, and paying attention to what was before them. And so I have no reason to think other than they were very thorough and committed to making sure they did it in the right way.
When you look at it as a one-time prosecutor, what do you think was the strength of the prosecution's case that allowed this verdict to happen?
It sounds like the documents were pretty strong, you know, and very extensive. You know, the handwritten notes that sort of confirmed what Michael Cohen testified about with respect to the payments. They asked for the Pecker testimony again, not the greatest witness, but one I think who told a pretty compelling story that fit with the documentation. And Cohen did as well in a way. So it looked like they had sort of a very well-documented, extensive case that, I think gave the jury a lot of, support for the conclusion that it reached. And I also thought the defense, you know, which was, they didn't really have a great defense from the standpoint of an alternative set of facts that would have made sense. They tried to attack Cohen and say he was lying, but, you know, everybody knew he was lying, but it was corroborated by the documents. And the other part was, I'm really not sure why they thought they had to prove that he did not have sex with Stormy Daniels. I just, you know, it wasn't the key part of the case, and I don't know that it helped their credibility with the jury.
Keeping that former prosecutor hat on just for another moment here, what is it like inside a courtroom during deliberations? So many people don't get to experience that. Some people have. But what is it like for prosecutors? You've got this huge case against a former president, 34 counts possible, and you are just waiting and anticipating. What is it like for Josh Steinglass and for the other prosecutors there on this kind of case?
Well, I mean, you're sitting on edge and, you know, kind of waiting to see what the jury's going to do, and you're never really sure what it's going to be. And that's true for defense lawyers as well. I've been on both sides of that, too. So, you know, it's a tie of high anxiety. And, it's funny. I've done these for so long. I could be watching the Law and Order episode and they said, we've reached a verdict, and I get the butterflies watching the TV show. So that should tell you how deeply you get into it.
Before we go, I'm going to ask you to put the congressman's hat on, the Democratic politician's hat back on, but also combine it with the legal part of this. Should Donald Trump go to jail?
Yeah, I don't know that I would say that. And I certainly don't think he should go before the election, because I think then that would really create challenges for the democracy that we don't want to have. I think it's important for Biden to beat him on election day at the ballot box. I think it's important for the country as a whole. You know, whether he goes to jail afterwards or not, I'm told that for this kind of conviction in New York, they tend to not go to jail. They tend to not sentence them to jail. You get up to 4 years as a max, but, you know, the bottom is probation. So, you know, we'll see. But frankly, that's not my top concern. You know, I think it's really the election. And keep in mind, he still has the other criminal cases ahead of him. And this was supposed to be the weakest case. So, you know, the three that are coming, two federal cases in particular, I think are pretty weighty stuff. And he could end up going to jail for those, but we'll see.
Congressman Glenn Ivey, we appreciate your time, your insight, and expertise on all of this afternoon. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That is Maryland Democratic Congressman, former state's attorney of Prince George's County, former U.S. attorney Glenn Ivey.